I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Joe? We're just one day away from the big tournament.
Yeah, hey, listen.
I don't know what we're allowed to call it, but the big tournament or something.
March Madness, man, at its best. And by the way, I know you're not supposed to say that. It just pisses me off.
I think you're not allowed to say it when next to the ad, I think.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not.
That works.
So,
you're always good with that stuff, though.
So. Yeah, oh, yeah. I'm just politically correct on everything. Hey, Woody, so we got a couple of tickets to give away.
We do.
So we want to do that, man. That's great. That's in the party for all the action right there.
So we have...
in the party for the action.
Everything going down starting tomorrow, man. We're going to have live shows out there. We're going to have... there's food, drinks, the whole deal. So you can go to Ticketmaster, WQAM.com. All the info on there as well. This whole event is sponsored by Gunther Mazda. For car buying done your way, you've got to get to Gunther Mazda.
All right, want to thank them, number one. And number two, you and I will be out there this weekend working.
Yes.
A couple hours out there.
Sunday, do a couple hours.
We'll have a lot of the action in by then, so we'll see how we're doing and get you caught up, do a little sports show out there, and hope to meet a lot of you out there that are all in on action, man.
Yeah, full disclosure here. I know we appreciate honesty on the show. I'm 0-1 betting on the tournament.
Okay.
Took San Diego State.
Oh, my God, you did?
I thought the basketball gods would strike down North Carolina for what they did, but
are you guilty of betting on teams you don't like instead of going?
Well,
like
I did last night. Well, I didn't. I don't dislike North Carolina. I have anything against them, but I thought what they did was ethically not all there. So I thought the basketball gods would punish them for what they did, but not the case.
Well,
man. By the way. They couldn't have made it more clear last night how good that was for their business to have North Carolina in that part of that thing that will play in.
By the way, you're right, Woody. Woody, you keep bringing that up. Yeah, they want the old
schools. Oh, it's good for their business.
By the way, they got a huge fan base. They've been great at basketball. God bless Michael Jordan and all the rest of them, all the greats that have played there through the years.
Talking about more people be interested. Yeah, of course more people are going to be interested. It's North Carolina instead of West Virginia.
But Woody, the other side of it, and the people we're going to be with that are going to start going out there, they like everybody. They're into all the action. A lot of them.
Well, they like money.
Well, I'm guessing
you can't bet with your.
I'm guessing no.
Your heart, right?
A lot of it is. A lot of people put some work in on this before they go out there, but it's fun, man. It's just fun to go out with people that enjoy doing it and have a couple cold ones and. Enjoy yourself. Either get a room there, you know, how far you're going to go, or make sure you get a ride home.
In, huh?
Yeah. I've had to get a ride home from there a couple of times.
That's not surprising.
By the way, and always use that Uber, and I made the mistake once of asking my wife to come get me in that.
Really?
It wasn't worth what I heard the whole way home. I just said to myself the whole way, I'll never do this again.
The good news is there should be enough food there so you can offset all the drinking you're going to do.
I'm not going to do a lot of drinking, first of all. So I'm not. I'm not going to. Making me sound like I drink every day or something here. Hey, anyway.
Just Thursday, Friday, and Sunday, right?
Yeah, just when I'm out there. It's kind of hard not to go out. And I am a big fan of going out there.
Although I'm guessing you head out to the tennis, you'll have a few drinks, too.
Not today.
Not today, but
Saturday night. Yeah, yes. Yeah. Yes, that's a different deal.
You don't get unruly out there though. Start booing people, do you?
No.
Joker comes out on the court. You're not going to boo him.
Hey, you know, I got favorite players like everybody else. I have a few that I'm not crazy about. They haven't done anything to me, which is very funny in this sport. Like even Djokovic, who a lot of people for being the greatest player of all time. A lot of people don't like Joker. They like to see how he's playing because he's a great story. And he is the greatest player of all time for men. He is. It's him. He got 24 of those bad boys. Those things called Grand Slams. He's got 24. He's ahead of Fed, who I love, and Nadal, who I love. But both guys, hell, they're retired. And the Joker's still going. He might have another one or two in him before it's said and done at age 37. A great story. But you got, like, Alcaraz right now. Alcaraz, people love this guy. He just turned 21. People love Alcaraz, man. I like Medvedev. You know, kind of the bad guy out there. It doesn't bother him. Different style. But yeah, Sabalenka rips every. I love the way she plays. And she blows up. She can be playing great and dominating. And next thing you know, she's, like, totally out of her game and loses. But she's number one player. She's got great power. Coco Gauff. Yeah, man, you can go on and on. Like, almost, you know, if you watch this, personality-wise and the way they play, you get players you really like, men and women. And that's from a tennis side of things. And if you don't like it, that's okay. We got a bunch of other stuff. I didn't bring this up yesterday, and I was going to. And more than who he's dating, I am really curious to see how more than if you were to ask me as we get set for college football and people ask me about UM and, you know, and what it's going to look like. I'm really curious to see how this Bill Belichick, I didn't think he was going to take the job. I thought this was all a leverage to get a head coaching job and get somebody desperate to go, Bill, we'll take you. And he's the head coach at North Carolina with a 23 or 24-year-old girlfriend. And I'm curious in this new world of college football, not the old one that he remembers. This is the NIL transfer. Doesn't look like I'm going to play a lot, coach. I don't want to stay around and just have you coach me up. I don't know how long you're going to stay because if you're recruiting against Bill Belichick, you're telling everybody, hey, Bill ain't staying a long time. Everybody knows that. Bill's close to the record. Everybody knows he wants to get back to the NFL. Easy one to recruit against while Bill's teaching fundamentals and I know how to get. I was one of the great coaches. I know what it takes to get you there and all that. So I'm just really curious to see how it works out and how his patience is. And because he can't do that whole at the end of the game and real cold and with the media because he's got to turn it right back in because he's going to have 20 or 30 recruits there with their parents, and he's going to have to kiss that ass, and Belichick just doesn't look like an ass kisser. I was just thinking of all the different parts. What do you know this? When these guys are done, Mario, when he's done, he's not done. He does his press conference, win or lose, and then he's got recruits there and their parents, and they want to talk to him. And, you know, and reinforce and guys that you have. I'm just really – And then this Bill thing with, you know, being basically 50 years older, give or take a few months in there. I believe it's 49 or 50 years difference in his girlfriend is still.
You see those creepo pictures they
put
out?
Yeah. His leg's still in pretty good shape for 73. Great.
I don't understand. Here's the thing. I told you from the beginning, like, who wants to play for this guy? What 17, 18-year-old kid is like,
you're kidding,
I'm just
right?
dying to play for Bill Belichick? Yeah, man, you want to play for younger coaches. Like, that's the way this thing is shifting.
All kids.
Like, who the hell wants to play for Bill Belichick?
All right, so.
In college. You're, guy that doesn't want to be there.
Well, they don't know that.
Oh, come on, Joe.
So okay, so now you.
I'm shocked that kids actually would want to play for
I'll
him.
I'll give you another one. When Bill Belichick is recruiting you and you find out he's going to come to your home, you don't think that's what?
I don't know, man.
That's not a big deal.
Bill Belichick,
come on, man. Come on. He's
in some household.
You say whatever you want, but like they're going to be. I'm not saying he's for every. He's not for every football player, young football player. There are going to be a lot of them. The parents go, Bill's coming here, and right, it's going to be a big thing.
I guess
he might bring her on a recruiting trip. That might help.
Okay,
this is my girlfriend, Jordan.
She gets copied on all the emails. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Man. But I am.
I think the whole thing's a joke. So I
you think North Carolina thinks what they're paying everything? Do you think they think it's a joke?
But I think personally think this thing is a joke, and I obviously don't think he wants to be there, but I don't know. I'm shocked that young kids want to go play for him.
Well, I see he flipped a recruit the other day, was going someplace.
I'm sure there are some that'll go there, especially if they're paying. But
I think Bill's going to be big with the parents, and the message for some parents is
just so weird. Every direction we're heading in college sports, it's younger coaches, and then they get Bill, old guy.
Very unique, though. Very unique considering who it is. But
he's
not
very relatable.
No. He's got that awkward smile.
He's not a player's coach, right?
Even when they take those love pictures together they're looking at each other, he's got that, like, it's hard for him to smile picture. Like, and she's just.
Yeah, because it looks like it's his great-granddaughter.
And you know the other thing I'm having problems with, Woody, and I'm not, by the way, just for the record, I'm not a hater for a guy much older.
No, you're just creeped out like the rest of us.
But the weird one for me is they're not too far away from saying, Bill, happy 80th birthday, and he says happy 30th to you. Mm-hmm. You start talking about, you know, it's one thing when you're a little bit younger. I mean, my dad is 91, and it's like, damn, this is a weird one, man. This
look,
is Bill
man,
Belichick.
She's clearly moving up in her career, right? She's got some kind of power over there.
Well, she's got power over him. I know where the power is. He found out the bottom half works again. He's all excited. What do you think?
Yeah, but she's in it for something.
You think just Bill just looks at her every day and goes, beautiful piece of art. I'm going to work now, honey. That's all I needed.
Yeah, I mean, look, before she became untouchable, I mean, now she's just gross.
You know,
but
you know Bill's all over this Atlantic men's.
I would think so, yes.
I'm guessing he's double dosing.
Yes.
Keep up with that.
The biggest needle they got, yep.
All right. Hey.
The whole thing's just disgusting, man.
I know it bothers you. I know. And that picture came out, and everybody had fun with it yesterday.
Someone said, I just asked my high school if he would play for Belichick. He said, absolutely not.
That's an interesting one. By the way, he's going to be down here recruiting.
I don't see it, man. I just don't see it. I'm sorry. I see everyone's hiring young. These old guys are not; they're just not making it anymore.
He is selling. He believes he can sell. My coaching can help you more than anybody else in college football. My coaching can get you to the next level because I know I've been on the other side, and you guys have what it takes.
See, I'm the opposite. I don't think he cares. I just think this was the only I think he wanted to work, and this was the only job that would have him.
Yeah, but he wants to have success. What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's just why he probably will have a bunch of good assistants over there.
Woody, what? Woody,
I don't think
Woody,
he cares,
you don't make
man.
Any sense.
I don't
you
think
don't
he
make
cares.
Sense. What do you mean? He took a job and he doesn't care.
I don't think he cares.
Okay. I know you're just down on him, so anything he does, like if he makes your steak, he doesn't know how to do it, like whatever it is. I know you're just
down on
him.
I am down on him.
Yeah, all right. That's fine.
Someone said they're going to change the North Carolina mascot to a giant blue chew.
Oh, man. It is weird. I mean, I thought his last girlfriend was really beautiful. She's a lot younger. Somebody have to look it up. I always thought she was a very, very pretty woman. She was always in my strike zone to say, wow, she's a beautiful woman. Oh, well, mine's a little older. Like, I've told you before, I'll see somebody out, Woody, and I go, man, she looks good. And you go, Joe, she's older. I go, Woody, I'm older. She looks great.
The problem here is, like, if someone said, though, you know, he'll get players out of the portal and, you know, get them to develop them. And he has no history of doing that.
You know what we're leaving out? North Carolina's got a lot of money.
I'm sure they do. Everyone's got money.
No, not everybody has money. They have money.
A lot of the good programs have money.
North Carolina's got...
I'm just saying, man. That's all I'm saying. Like, I don't know why kids would want to go play for that guy.
Okay.
He just doesn't seem like it. It just doesn't seem like an enjoyable experience.
So I got to tell you, though, anybody thinks like, hey, Coach Belichick, you don't even have to pay me, or I'll take a lot less money than the other five schools are offering me, and their programs are probably better than yours. But the fact that you and your coaching staff are going to coach me, I'm coming, I'm with you.
540 says, as long as I don't have to watch Bill kiss his daughter again, I'm good. Jesus. His granddaughter,
it is kind of weird. No, man, it is. It's one thing, you know, for a guy 20, 25, even 30 years difference in age to give her a kiss, you know, and holding hands. But you start talking, you start flirting with 50 years. I got to admit, and I'm not part of the creepo, like everything's creepo. I live down here, man, where all the old guys on the rebounds are with young hotties. But the 50 years. The 50
years. You should be nice instead of criticizing, Joe. The jealousy is coming through the radio.
No.
Someone said you'd give your left arm to be in Belichick's shoes. I don't think so, man.
I don't think so either. No way.
The problem is like, I get that she's like, I get how she looks, but the just the difference in like, how do they communicate? Like, how is there a relationship there?
He said she's very well-rounded, and they had a lot in common when he met her on the airplane.
There's just so much difference.
All right, we got to go to break here. We got more stuff to get to here.
Weird stuff.
Yeah. I promise you, though. And I think she's very pretty, but don't have to worry about the jealousy thing. I'm fine here. I enjoy my wife, who's younger, but not that much younger. I can't say her age. She'd kill me. Air around the clock tonight. You're going to rock, rock, rock with Air Around the Clock, air conditioning and plumbing. Man, I just had to get that little sing. It was one of the worst jobs I've ever done singing, but I'll tell you what, you won't have to worry about the work when it comes to Air Around the Clock. Trained and certified technicians, 135 trucks on the road, been doing it for 35 years, and they do it 7 days a week. With licensed, experienced plumbers and trained and certified technicians, we got a water heater, a box truck filled with all size ream water heaters ready to go. We are the water heater kings of South Florida. We got, and I always say this, we got a warehouse full of, I couldn't believe the amount. I mean hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, a huge warehouse full of air conditioning units and water heaters. And the deal is this, we don't have to order them, we have them. So you need a new one, no matter what size, whether it's for your home, whether it's for your business, whether it's for a rental property, we got you covered, man. And you get that same great service you've been getting for 35 years. Big Daddy Lenny started this thing a long time ago, built on great service with great people that have been with him for a long, long time, and it continues. Eric, Mike, and Chippy and all the rest of them over there, same-day installation is always the goal. Financing plans to help you out. And I want to let you know, man, the next time you have an air conditioning or plumbing problem, great people working there. It is about great service and always will be. 1-888-349-6922. You've seen the billboards. 1-888-349-6922. For Air Around the Clock, air conditioning and plumbing.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, welcome back. And good morning to everybody during a great time here in South Florida. A lot of events going on. You can take a little bit of a breather, although we can't let the front office for the Miami Dolphins off the hook. Like, your ass is, you're on watch here for this draft coming up. It's a big one. And you haven't been able to cover everything, and in some cases still completely empty in some positions that you need to hit on some draft picks. And I know we've said that before, and it hasn't happened, and we work around it, or we have one guy that plays, and, well, you had enough because you covered it up. Yeah, there's no bringing in and trading for one of the best guys in the league, and we've done that, and we loaded up on picks and got rid of some guys and a tackle and a safety to pick up more picks, and that did, like, you just, we got to get back to the old fundamentals here. Old fundamentals, drafting is important, and being able to hit guys. Not that hit in year three, not develop in year three. That's not that. That's, I don't know who started that. Well, you know, we want to see them at their best in year three. No. They can be their best right away. They can be really good in their rookie year. They have this thing called all rookie team and rookie of the year, and chop. Look at the chop in the first half and the chop in the second half. Figured some things out. They made some adjustments, did a great job coaching them. He had the great attitude, wanted to be really good, and look at the way he played in the second half. So it does work. It does work. And we got to get some of those guys: cornerback, defensive tackle, guard, and keep rolling. Hey, speaking of the draft stuff, Cam Ward is going to have his pro day on Monday, and we're going to be going out there for the pro day and get a chance to watch not only that, but all his receivers he'll be throwing to that probably going to get drafted. We know Restrepo is going to get drafted, and I'm guessing good chance the other two guys get drafted as well of the three guys. We know his tight end's going to get drafted, Arroyo as well. So should be a lot of fun, and see how everybody does out there with a lot of people. A lot of people on their way in, and of course we got spring football going on as well with the University of Miami. By the way, did you see this latest thing? Deion Sanders kind of started, and I don't think there's anything to stop him from doing it. I haven't heard. First of all, the NCAA has no power over this. If the schools want to do it, like I would love to hear an SEC school say, "We're not having a spring football game against each other. We're going to play against another college," because that's what Deion wants to do, Woody. What do you think of that? I think he talked to Syracuse. Syracuse said, we'd be in for doing it.
Man, that's a tough one. So it's funny because some schools are like, it's so top secret we can't even have one. This guy wants to put his game, you know, play against someone. You know what the problem's going to be? Injuries. You can't get anyone hurt.
Well, they're talking right. about a
and
little bit.
And we've seen
bit.
A lot of these spring games are yeah. kind of scrimmagey, right? They're not really full-on games at this point.
So that's the thing.
Would it someone blows control. Out a knee or...
I'm just wondering, like for the team that has to travel to go play somebody else, because they're talking about practice, having a couple practices.
These rosters
with
are
it.
So incomplete, too. I don't love it, but...
Yeah. I just got set in the old way of like spring game.
I'm also,
that was it.
Joe, I'm not one of these guys that like outside of football season feels like I need more football. That's why I don't watch the XF whatever, the minor league football thing. I feel like we have enough. Like, I don't think the middle of the spring, I need football. I need another game, or I need a meaningful game. Like, there is enough going on in sports right now between March and April that I just, you know, like, I just don't need it. Right? We got the tournament going on. We got the NBA, NHL, baseball starting. Like, there's just enough.
Yes.
That I don't know. I'm not itching for, like, a scrimmage game.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying it from the school
spring
standpoint.
Game. I like the spring game. I mean, I do. Like, I like, you know, you getting out there and you see your team and it's just your fans and it's like a glorified practice game and it's fun, right? And Miami did a great job last year with theirs on campus, and they had all those food trucks and everything out there, and they made it kind of a party, you know, fun atmosphere. Just do something like that.
Yeah.
I don't.
No, I'm with you.
You don't need to go down to the stadium and play, you know, FAU or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Whoever, like UCF,
God
comes
forbid
over
gets hurt.
Comes over to scrim. I'm with you.
What would be the positives?
Here's
doing
the
that?
Other problem you have with it. You're going to have a lot of not just UM, but every school is going to have a lot of players leave after.
Yeah, that's
spring
the
football.
Thing. Your roster's so incomplete,
and now you got to go out. And by the way, Mario already probably got an idea after a week or two, going, you know, I can see I got to get some more players here, more players there.
Guy makes a great point. These guys won't play in a ball game. You think they would do a scrimmage game?
Yeah.
He's probably right.
Well, Dion got, I think if I'm not mistaken, he put it out there. And if I'm
He did. No,
the
no,
Syracuse coach said,
thing,
hey,
so.
Let's do it. Let's.
So always Dion's got some big idea, but.
It is a lot of football, man. And I get that college football is professional football. It just is football.
They practice hard, too, by the way.
Mario goes after it.
Like, these are not, I hate to say, Dolphin practices.
No, don't go to a Mike practice and then go to a Mario practice. No.
But we went, I mean, Joe, they didn't even have the pads on, and they were getting after it pretty good when we
stay
were
stay high
there,
and get so. After it, yes. Stay high and use your hands, and those guys.
Yeah, I think the NFL season is long enough. I think the college season is more than long enough. I just don't
hey,
need
Woody,
more football.
Hey, Woody, your point is
not an off-season football guy.
I agree with you, man. I am okay with a really good hockey team, Heat basketball, baseball starting up, and then all the other.
You
got to
be well-rounded, man. You got to be well-rounded. That's what all those sports doctors are always telling you. You got to have your kids play multiple sports.
Yeah,
that's what they're saying.
How come a lot of parents aren't doing that? How come a lot of parents have their kid play one sport year round?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just telling you what the doctors said.
All right.
They said you got to play the different sports because you get the injuries if you play the same sport
all
the whole time.
All I can say is this. I grew up in a town of 11,000 people, and it was really cool to play every sport. It was fun. And it was fun when one got over to jump right into the next one like 2 days later, and you were playing games like a week later of the next sport, and
well, they were saying because you use different muscles for different sports, so like you don't overstress by playing the same sport over and over and over again.
Woody
was the what they were saying essentially.
Well, I can just tell you that down here, when I got down here, it hit me right in the face.
A lot of football year round.
No, a lot of whatever sport it is they play. Travel league baseball guys.
See, soccer is
hockey.
Soccer's got a ton of travel.
I went through my nephews played for the Junior Panthers, and I saw the amount of games they played. They were going to tournaments
crazy,
every
right?
weekend, and I'll bet you they were. I don't never ask my brother-in-law the amount of games they played, but they missed holidays and everything. They were going all over the country to play with these teams. It's going on. Travel league. Travel league is there's. These kids are playing one sport year-round, a lot of them. I don't know how you train for football, first of all. The thought of football or something football-related year-round. We played, even with the Dolphins, Woody, we played basketball and softball games in the off-season a lot. I played 30, 40 basketball games. They were fun, don't get me wrong. But it was crazy. All up and down the state, all the way up to Jacksonville, down to the Keys. We played basketball games. I think they paid us like 50, 75 bucks, a good party. gave us a hotel room. That's all we needed. That, and by the way, I'm stopping right there. Hey, we got to go, man. We got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to. Omar, coming out pretty strong again yesterday. He's going to join us. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we're going to talk to him. Remain soft in the trenches. Seemingly, the Dolphins don't care is Omar's headline. So we'll ask him what this is about here. Coming up, we'll get into that a little bit. Right now, I want to tell you about Beverly's Jewelers. My jeweler has been for more than 30 years, and they have an incredible offer that I don't want you to miss out on, especially if you got something special coming up or if you need a diamond engagement ring. Listen to this one. And you're on a serious budget, you can get a stunning 3-carat certified lab-grown diamond, VVS Clarity, e-color, set in a custom-made 14-carat diamond ring for just $3,999. It is gorgeous. Choose from all shapes, larger sizes available at similar savings, but hurry. This deal is only for a limited time, plus gold prices are at an all-time high. Beverly's paying top dollar for your gold, your silver, diamonds, and jewelry with immediate payment on the spot, ready to go. Man, I trust Beverly's for a long, long time. You have a birthday, an anniversary coming up. You need something that really says I love you. Beverly's Jewelers got you covered. They do a great job there. Family owned and operated still. Jeff and Amanda, father and daughter, working with a great staff, ready to make sure you have a great experience. I trust Beverly's and have for a long time. You should, too, in Fort Lauderdale off Commercial Boulevard or online at bevjewelers.com to get more information. Beverly's Jewelers, where South Florida gets engaged.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. What do you have for us today?
All right, Joe. Start with some TV ratings here and ESPN's championship week. College basketball, of course. Highest viewership since 2019. Here's some numbers for you. The games on ESPN, ESPN2, and ESPNU were up 21%. over 2024. The ACC men's basketball championship game, 3.1 million viewers. The Big 12 got 2.2, and the SEC got 3.1 as well. The Big 10, which was on CBS, did pretty well, also getting almost 4.5 million.
Who's that?
The Big 10.
Wow.
That was on again on CBS. I guess the numbers go up if it's on free. Do we even call it that, free TV anymore?
Yes, I'm guessing. Well, same thing in the NFL.
Yeah.
Netflix not getting the same viewership that you're going to get on free TV, I would agree.
And then the Selection Sunday got 5.7 million viewers, the Selection show. So
wow.
Pretty good, man. Pretty good.
Eyeballs.
So yesterday I was able to go to the Max app. I guess Max is going to have, I want to say, all the games, but I don't know. Wouldn't it be nice if you could just, there was just like one thing, you just pay like one big fee and you just don't have to go on 20 different apps to find games? Maybe someday, Joe.
I don't know what. Kind of
losing patience. All right. Anthony Davis, as you know, he is injured right now. He is missing time, but certainly found time to get out on the golf course as they got photos of him out there golfing while he misses time. Now, my question to you is this. This is whatever because the Mavs are just a mess. But
he's about ready to come back, though, right?
He's getting close. Yes, okay. He is getting close. But are you okay with a guy who's hurt golfing?
Woody, this is where I sound old. So
I know,
So we're out there losing frigging games, and you can't play, but you're still able to swing the club and hit your driver. And so, but I understand it's a different time, man. I saw Jimmy Butler with a bad ankle walking down New York. Remember that? He couldn't play game, but he was walking down the street.
He was always healthy to go shopping.
You're always thinking like, hey, man, like you can't play in the game, but you're all right to walk up and down the street in New York. When maybe you ought to just be getting some treatment, staying in. And I just realized it's just a different time, man. It's a different time. Like, can't play, long season, man, whatever. Look at our friggin' team.
Jimmy didn't care, though, man. Jimmy he walked down the streets of New York. He'll go peddle that overpriced yoga crap and then get a DNP and then, like, just sit out.
Jimmy's finest moment was going to the tennis.
Yeah.
And we're sitting there watching him on TV, and I'd got home from and I go, wow, he's still there. They got a game at 7:30 in Dade County, like that, at the arena. And then you find out, like, oh, Jimmy Butler won't be playing tonight. He's got sickness. He's sick. You know, yeah, he's sick from eating hot dogs all day or something.
I just remember we actually went to that game. I want to say it was the Warriors. And I just remember following Ira's tweets. He goes, he's probable. And then, like, 15 minutes later, he's downgraded to questionable. Now he's doubtful. Now he's out.
You know, he's going to be here, so the tennis players next week.
He'll
be able to see all his tennis friends.
Well, you're going out there Saturday, and we're counting on you Sunday to show up to our big event. So don't eat anything that Jimmy ate, whatever he's eating out there, because we need you.
No, man, I enjoy going to Hard Rock.
You're the big horse out there on Sunday.
I don't need to be sold on going to Hard Rock.
Beautiful. All right, Tampa Bay, Joe, the Rays look like they are not going to move forward with the $1.3 billion ballpark in St. Pete. I don't know where they're going to go. I guess Orlando
What happened? Like somebody said, we ain't going to draw any better. Don't do it. Look what happened to the Marlins. What happened
is they needed that little weasel to help negotiate. I'd hire that guy all day if I was trying to get a stadium. Samson. Wouldn't you? He should open up a negotiating firm or something.
Everybody has said since that one happened.
Yeah, he screwed it up for everybody.
Yep. So good for David Samson. He's got that on his resume. I got it done. You just got to deal with Dade County. You can get it done. That's it.
This was pretty sad, by the way. So I don't know if you saw this over the weekend. The Savannah Bananas sold out Raymond James Stadium, which is the football stadium.
Did they?
Yeah, they sold it out. They had like 70,000 or 60,000 people there. And the Rays are struggling to sell 11,000 seats at Steinbrenner Field.
Wow.
pretty big difference there, huh?
I think baseball wants to keep him in Tampa Bay. I think they would like him to sell, right? Get
I mean, you would think.
They want a
good
to get
market,
a new owner.
I guess.
I'm guessing the other owners are saying, hey, we got a bunch of people buy your market. And
I think it's bad business for a place like that to not go and build the stadium. Like, the taxpayers, I get it. They probably think there's more important stuff, but that's kind of important, man. That's good for business. Right? Jobs, money comes in. Like, it's just good.
Is there anybody can tell me? Because I've seen what's happened here. Because I was led to believe when it happened.
Yes.
Get us, their thing used to be, get us out of a football stadium playing baseball. The seats don't even face home plate, and it's terrible, and you're blocked from certain. And I went, I get it. No, and I used to say, hey, man, I understand. I completely understand. And they build them that beautiful place down on the side of the Orange Bowl. And nobody goes to the games. They can't draw a million. I think they barely got to a million last year for the first time in years.
I'm so torn on that because so
I'm sure Tampa Bay's afraid of that, right?
I guess, but the Marlins do such a good job of putting together an enjoyable product. Not on the field, obviously. I mean, the product on the field sucks, but the whole going to a game. It's a very easy experience. Well, it's not expensive.
They
do everything possible to make sure you enjoy your time at the park. Like
they do.
There's really not much more they can do as far as that goes.
But Woody, no matter what, and I know it's 2025.
I don't think a winning product would change dramatically.
You
the
still
I really
need
don't,
to have a good product. I just don't know, man.
I don't know. They had Stanton there. They had a bunch of guys there.
Yeah, they had the best hitting outfield in baseball.
Yeah, and it's not like, you know, it was a tough ticket.
You remember who was in left? Ozuna.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, still has good years.
The other guy's in Milwaukee, right? One of the guys in Milwaukee won an MVP.
Yeah, he's Yelich. He might just about be done. Anyway.
All right. Anyway, Joe, speaking of the Marlins, we didn't talk about this, but they had an idea where they would basically hold an open tryout of sorts for a practice squad. They were going to pay these players. These are like former college and high school players they were trying to get out here. They were looking for $150 a daily wage here for these guys, and it looks as though Major League Baseball has shut this idea down.
They said no?
It looks like that, yes.
Wouldn't be a problem finding guys.
Well,
guys think, hey, man, if I play well against their minor league system, maybe I got a chance.
I don't know if you had to submit anything to prove that you could actually play, but
they're not going to put some guy off the street. Of course, you got to have some kind of resume.
And some of the guys were discussing potentially going out there and trying out.
What are you saying? Some guy out there that watched baseball and played in Little League is going to think he can play out there against those guys?
No, I just think it'd be fun. I don't know. Maybe they give you a uniform with your name on it. You could say you were a Marlin for a day if you try out.
I don't know. But
I don't think I'd make the team, but
have you seen what their luxury check they get from baseball is? Somebody had it in the paper.
I will tell you that people are really pissed that the Marlins are not spending any money
on
players. I know that.
They said that check is $70 million. Wow.
There's all these different stories about how they're not spending and everyone's all furious and the league's watching them. And
So their thing is, because somebody wrote about it again, I wish the owner would stop saying this. I really do. We're building with technology and analytics, and we got a new clubhouse. And a new weight room, and I'm like, okay, but that's not what fans want to hear. They want to hear about what we get in free agency. How's our top guys developing? They don't want to hear about all the new people you have working in the front office. That's not...
We're getting text coming in on this. Someone said, this is from the 813, which is Tampa. There's zero evidence that a pro sports team helps locals. People spend their leisure money anyway. Billionaires don't need bailouts. Let them spend their own. Let them build their own stadium.
That's why this guy said no, thank you.
Fair enough, man. I mean,
no, thank you.
I don't know. I think clearly these teams help the local economy, but maybe I'm wrong. What do you think?
You got to have people show up to do it to make a difference.
That's true. I have to imagine if they built a Bayfront Park in St. Pete, people would go. Just my guess, but.
Woody, they had really good friggin' teams. They went to a World Series a few years ago, and they couldn't draw.
I know.
They had a good team.
I went to game seven.
They were beating the Red Sox and Yankees. Well, don't tell me you know.
I went to game seven when they played the Red Sox, and we walked in real cheap because we were in college then, and it was real cheap.
Well, there you have it.
That stadium, though.
What? That's going to, like, all right, this is what I've been waiting for in Tampa Bay.
Bro.
Got that new ballpark.
Tropicana Field makes Hard Rock Stadium as a baseball stadium, makes it look like Wrigley Field.
I mean, it's like,
the Trop is just horrific.
I don't.
It's impossible to get to from Tampa. It's a dump. It's bad.
All right, so you think, you're telling me you think if they had a nice place, they could draw 25 to 30,000 a game.
Oh, that's generous, but.
What?
I think they would draw some.
All right.
No, you don't think so?
I don't know. I honestly don't know the Tampa Bay market. I know they love their hockey team, and I know they love their football team. They don't have a basketball team. All right, we got to go to break here. 8 o'clock hour's coming up. Little Omar in just a moment. First, though, I want to talk about a superstar when it comes to getting you a mortgage and doing it quickly. I'm talking about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. That man has no life, and he is working 35 years now. And all he does is you go to the bank, and it's taking forever. You go to Michael Kotze, you get approved, you get the mortgage thing started, and before you know it, you got the deal done. Hey, I'm telling you right now, Michael Kotze is about great service. Whether it's first-time home buyers, fixed rates in the fives right now, self-employed, you've been declined by the banks, Michael Kotze's got a program for you. Any kind of mortgage. Matter of fact, one of the more popular mortgages we have right now are for folks 62 and older. You and your spouse, you qualify for a reverse mortgage, and you got your home paid off. And you go, man, it would be nice to be able to get some of the equity out of this home and still have a place to live. And that's what the reverse mortgage, find out more about it with Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, because he can get them done quickly for you. Matter of fact, works about half the time of the big banks. He can get it done. He gets it started. Guy works 7 days a week. That's a big part of this. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, being able to get a hold of Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Go to Google Reviews on the web. Choice Mortgage Reviews. Find out what everybody's saying about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, why he's been so successful for so long. The man is always working and has no life. Call or text him, 561-441-2730. That's 561-441-2730. MLS 166254. Rates and terms subject to change. Daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.